بسم الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jalla. We seek His help, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our soul and the evil of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him, and whomsoever is misguided, none can guide him except Allah Azza wa Jalla. I openly testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any associate or any partners. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah, the slave of Allah. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sunnah. And every newly added matter to this religion is an innovation. And every innovation leads astray, and every going astray leads to the hellfire, wa'iyadu billah. Before we proceed to the khutbah, I'd like to remind all of you to turn your phones off, put them in silent, come up close, so you're not disturbed during the khutbah, and we have room for those brothers and sisters that come afterwards. So please try to move up forward, there's a lot of space. As human beings, you know, the word insan, one of the root words is nafsi, we forget. And as human beings, we also make mistakes. This is one of our characteristics. No matter who we are, we often forget. We often make mistakes. This is what defines us. And this is what, you know, a big characteristics or distinction between us and angels and animals, etc. As Muslims, when being people of faith, we usually categorize people in one of two categories. Either those that believe in Allah in the last day and everything that comes with it, or those that disbelieve in Allah in the last day and everything that comes with it. But yet there is a third category of human beings when it comes to people of faith that is often overlooked or ignored. And that is the category of nifaq or hypocrisy. And this is a serious issue or serious sickness or crime in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla that often we overlook and ignore. On the other hand, sometimes some of us, we go very, you know, to the extreme, and any little thing that happens or anybody makes a mistake or, you know, anything negative, we will right away, a lot of us are quick to judge and say, this person is a hypocrite. Or look at that guy, he's a hypocrite. So, today, bismillah ta'ala, in today's khutbah, in today's reminder, we'll look at what the Islamic definition of a hypocrite really is. Because again, a lot of times when it comes to these things, we just quickly use the terminology, we say, oh, this person is a hypocrite, this person is, shaheed, this person is, you know, we say all these things. But have we seen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the term, about the terminology? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe what a hypocrite is? You know, what did Allah say constitutes, or what did Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, say are the characteristics of what makes one a hypocrite? And let's talk about this. So let's go over that as well right now, and we'll repeat that at the end as well. It's important for us to go over this topic as well, because we as Muslims should also be careful of not falling into this trap. We as Muslims should also be aware of what the characteristics are that Allah mentions in the Quran and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the authentic hadith. So we can look into ourselves and do a self-accountability that Umar used to do, right? Check ourselves and see, are we doing some of these wrong things? And again, I said in the beginning, we're human beings, we make mistakes, we forget and so on. But these characteristics that we will go over today, these are things that we should think about in our life, our individual life, and then as well as our social life, and think about our behavior, our characteristics, and see if we're matching any of these descriptions. And if so, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us improve and be a better Muslim, and get rid of these signs of nifaq if we have any. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes many, many characteristics of what a hypocrite is. There are so many verses that describe nifaq or a munafiq and so on. And it would take forever, you know, it would take like 2 khutbahs to cover all of this. So as a summary, you know, we'll just mention what you can find in the Quran itself, clearly mentioned in ayat Quran as to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as characteristics of hypocrites. Some of the characteristics include greed, slander, lying, spreading corruption on earth, disbelief, hypocrisy, sins, enmity, envy, and I'm going to go on with the list. Laziness and salah, and all of these are backed up by verses of the Quran. So laziness and salah, all of us, you know, most of us know Surah Al-Ma'un, Surah 107, the last verse of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَغَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْهُمْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Woe unto those people, or those performers of prayer, referring to hypocrites, who delay their prayer in this fixed time period, who are lazy in their salah. So this is one of the characteristics. Again, all of these characteristics you find in verses of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it, munafiqeen, they do this. The hypocrites, they used to be like this. You know, this is something, you know, one of the characteristics. So that's one of them. And again, let's start reflecting as we go over these characteristics. Let's look into our own lives and think about it. Are we lazy in salah? And if so, this is something we need to improve on. Are we delaying our salah and thinking, you know, I'll do it when I get home. I'll combine it at the end of the day. Or I'm busy in a meeting. You know, I'm taking class right now. So are we lazy in our salah? Let's, you know, take self-accountability on that. Another characteristic of hypocrisy, as mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is enjoining evil and forbidding good. Yes, you heard me right. Enjoining evil and forbidding good. Usually we hear Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an Munkar, right? This is the opposite. Again, this is also in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Tawbah, Surah 9, verse 67, meaning of the verse, Allah says, the hypocrites, men and women, are one from another. They enjoy al-munkar and forbid al-ma'ruf, the goodness. So, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning too, they are opposite of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers to do, enjoying good and forbidding evil. But the characteristics of nifaq or hypocrisy is to do the opposite. And you encourage people to do bad things. And if they're doing something good, stop them. They're like, no, why are you going to go to the masjid, man? You know, come on, let's go somewhere else. You know, let's play on the Xbox, you know, or let's go watch this game or something. You know, but you're forbidding people from doing good. You're encouraging them to do something bad. That's a sign, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sign of hypocrisy. Another characteristic of hypocrisy, as Allah mentions in the Quran, is the mockery of religion. The mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mockery of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their teachings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, verse 65 and 66, Surah 9, Allah says, if you ask them, they declare, we are only talking idly and joking, saying, was it at Allah and His ayat, or His signs, and His messenger that you were mocking, make no excuse, you disbelieve after you have believed. And you can read the tafsir of this incident, you know, but the Sahaba were going, and some of the munafiqeen, they were making fun of the other Sahaba, they're like, look at these facts, and so on. So for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, revealed these verses. For that, you know, Allah has exposed them. Now, I'm going to pause you for a second. Don't think that at that time, the Sahaba and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't know who the munafiqeen were. They did. But they existed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them be on earth, you know, and with the Muslimin at that time too. And they will copy this until the end of time. Again, why are we discussing this topic? What relevance is it for us is to see, do we have any of these characteristics? Do we find ourselves doing some of these things? And if so, let's change it. Let's change it now. Allah Azza wa Jalla. In Surah Nisa, Surah 4, verse 140, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكَفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدْ مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَقُودُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مُثْلَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. If you don't get it by now, why this topic is important to cover, maybe this ayat will shake us. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Surah 4, verse 140, and it has already been revealed to you in the book of this Quran, that when you hear the verses of Allah being denied and mocked, then sit not with them, any group of people, until they engage in a talk other than that, certainly in that case you would be like them. Surely Allah will collect the hypocrites and the disbelievers all together in the hellfire. Again, why is it important to talk about this? We talk about shirk, for example, a lot of people talk about shirk. Khutbahs or lectures, let's not commit shirk. You know, but when we talk about things like nikah, which is also a thing, as Allah says in this ayah and many, many more verses, that the end result of hypocrisy is ending up in the hellfire. We don't want our lives to go to waste and end up in hellfire. And reflection on this ayah, how often do we see, especially in our day and time, the religion of Allah being mocked at, the verses of Allah being mocked at, some sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mocked at. And instead of us walking away, as Allah tells us in the Quran, we sometimes sit with these people and we join in with them. This is very dangerous for us, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُمْ إِذَا مِثْلَهُمْ. You like them. If you sit with them, even if we just sit down, stay quiet and don't say anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you like them. So this is very, very dangerous. If the religion of Allah is being mocked at, whether it is in a talk, you know, whether it is in the form of writing, whether it is in a blog or a news article, whatever it may be, don't engage in that talk, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Get away from there. Walk away. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't come back and deal with them until they change the talk. So, again, how often do we see this going around? People mocking the religion of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, to continue the severity of nifaq, Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْجِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. That verily, or indeed, the hypocrites will be in the lowest depth of the hellfire. No helper will you find for them. It's the same surah, verse 145, surah 4, 145, the silent surah. There, Allah Ta'ala says that they will be punished in hellfire as well, and deepest part of hell. That's worse than the disbelievers. So, again, if this doesn't shake us as to why we need to go over these characteristics and talk about this topic, then I don't know what will. Because, from the outside, it's somebody who appears as a Muslim. But from the inside, it's somebody who has disbelief. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us not to harm them, not to say anything, give them the benefit of doubt, treat them as Muslim. If they say, La ilaha illallah, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with them hereafter. This khutbah is not to say that, you know, if we find these characteristics in somebody, we say, oh, there you go. This person has all these characteristics, you're it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about you. No. This khutbah is a reminder. Khutbahs are supposed to be reminders. Let's check ourselves. Do we have some of these characteristics? If we have one, inshallah it's easier to fix. If we have a lot more than one, if we have three, four, five, we're always in danger. And we need to do tawbah. We need to change ourselves. We need to get rid of these characteristics of nifaq, if we have any, Allah forbid. Another characteristic of nifaq or hypocrisy mentioned in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they are concerned with appearances and fancy speech, while again inwardly there are corrupt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the Surah Al-Munafiqun, look at this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire surah, an entire chapter of the Quran called Al-Munafiqun, the hypocrites, verse 63. In this surah, verse 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and when you look at them, their bodies please you. And when they speak, you listen to their words. they are Watson's puppets. They think that every tribe is against them. They are the enemies, so beware of them. May Allah curse them. How are they denying from the right path? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, this is one of the characteristics, the outward appearance and so on. And we fall into that too as Muslims. Sometimes we do that. We see somebody dressed up right according to Sunnah, nice taqiyya, good Arabic, good English, proper, you know, structure, in the form of the khutbah, or lecture, or whatever, and we're like, mashallah, this person, you know, subhanAllah, I know mean this and that. But don't get fooled by that. Allah is saying the ayah. And sometimes also, and the opposite, it's like fashion and so on, like, come on, look at these guys, you know, like, they're up to date in the fashion and everything, right? Don't fall for these things, Allah subhanAllah is warning us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. So these were a lot of the characteristics from the Quran. What did the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم say about hypocrisy? You won't find many, many verses about that as well. But there's two beautiful hadith. Two hadith that sums it all up and gives us characteristics of hypocrisy. Both found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. And that will be like our summary for today's khutbah. First one, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports. In Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Sahih al-Muslim. He said that the signs of a hypocrite are three. Three signs. And listen carefully to this. First one, he said, when he speaks, he tells a lie. When he promises, he always breaks it. And if you trust him with something, he betrays your trust or he turns out to be dishonest. In Abdullah bin Umar reports, in another version of the hadith, another wording and fourth characteristics in this one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this the hadith is our takeaway for today's khutbah. He said, whoever has these four characteristics will be a pure hypocrite. Pure nifaq, munafiq. He said, and whoever has one of the following four characteristics will have one characteristic of hypocrisy unless he gives it up. So, number one, he said when he speaks, he lies. When he is entrusted, he betrays it. When he makes a covenant or promise, he proves to be treacherous or breaks his promise. And fourth one, this is the fourth one additional in this hadith, he said, when he quarrels or when he gets into a fight, he behaves in a very imprudent, evil, and insulting manner. And some words explain it as like, he, you know, basically he crosses the boundary. So these three to four characteristics, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the last hadith, somebody has all of them, it's a pure hypocrite. But, having said that, having shared this hadith, if we find some of these characteristics in somebody all four together, you and I do not have the right to go and say, oh brother, you have all four characteristics, you are a pure hypocrite. No, leave that between Allah and that person. You can remind him, you can share the hadith, you can say, brother, did you know the Prophet said, you know, lying and not keeping promises, etc. Remind him, but don't go and say, you have all these four characteristics, man, you're a hypocrite, you're gone. No. Let's look at our own selves first. What if we're weak in some of these areas? What do we need to improve in? Are we lying sometimes? Are we unable to keep our promises? If somebody gives us a trust, do we always fulfill it? If we get into a fight or an argument and so on, you know, do we keep our cool? Do we keep our calm? Or do we go around and like bring all sorts of curse words and all sorts of like bad things that come to our mouth? So let's check ourselves first. Where do we stand? And if we have one of these characteristics, we need to improve it. That's as Prophet Muhammad said. So that's one kind of hypocrisy. We have all four, then we're going to do very sincere tawbah and make some drastic changes into our lives. Now, we all know about lying and breaking promises and so on. You know, that sometimes we misunderstand keeping the trust. What does that mean? And I'll just comment on that shortly. So keeping the trust, sometimes we think it's like, you know, somebody gave me something, I looked after it, I gave it back, and so on. But keeping the trust could also be if your employer assigns you a task and you're not honest in it, you know, or you cheated in it. If, you know, you got hired by some shopkeeper and, you know, you're keeping some stuff for yourself or you're eating some of it, etc. So these all also fall in like betraying the trust. But sometimes we don't think about these things. We think like, yeah, that just means if I give you my message, I'm going to hold on to it, and I'll get back to you when you're done. And it's okay if I turn it up and I use it and I check my email on it and so on. Well, that kind of falls into betraying the trust too. If somebody gives you this device and says, but if I hold on to it for me for a week, I'm going to, you know, out of town, out of country, when I come back, I'll get it back from you. And the brother didn't give you permission to use it and start it up and so on, then you can't do that. Because if you do that, then you're breaking his trust. So, you know, how many of these characteristics are in our life? Please move forward so we have room for those brothers that will come up. We have any characteristics from here, then may Allah for that help us to get rid of them and turn them into something positive and do the exact opposite of it. Yeah. In one of the hadith in Sahih Muslim, it even adds the word, the narrators add the word that when describing the characteristics of the hypocrite, is that even if he observed fast and prayed and asserted that he was a Muslim. So that's another point to emphasize, you know, in closing, that it doesn't matter that the person is praying and fasting and, you know, if they appear to be really good Muslims, if we have these signs, you know, we need to change ourselves. And again, like I said in the beginning too, this is a topic. A lot of people do not talk about it, do not discuss it, but it's something for us to review and to take, you know, self-accountability into our own lives and see where we stand. And like I said, if I'm one of the ones to do, perhaps it's enough. You know, let's check our life, you know, let's do a self-accountability and see that where do I stand? You know, am I a good Muslim? Do I follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I fall into any of these categories or characteristics that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned as a sign of hypocrisy? And if so, let's make tawbah and let's change. Then before we close, just to share some of the announcements for today. So on February 16th, the representatives of the masjid are going to go to Union Station as a group to share meals for meal service and to pass out the collected items for the winter long July. If you want more information, you can contact Sister Kalima or you can also see the bulletin board. And Masjid al-Taqwa is participating in the Pasadena Interfaith Peace Walk and Shoe Drive. And we are collecting shoes that will be delivered to the needy people in Pasadena. There are boxes in the entryways. There's one over there on the one side and probably one on the sister side too. And they're looking for new or gently worn shoes for men, women, and children. So anything you have that you can discard, you know, or can give it to a needy person, do so. And I'm going to add a little comment of my own on that, that sometimes we usually just, when it comes to donating things, we usually take out our trash. And that's, you know, not the teaching of Islam. If we're going to give out something to help a needy person, and you can't even wear it and walk in it, something like that. It's something that somebody can still wear, and, you know, they can utilize it. If they can't, you know, the masjid is not the place for us to come into our trash. So keep that in mind. And as always, the masjid is open for all prayers. Iqamah for Fajr from now on will be at 5:45, and for Isha will be at 7:30. So don't forget to donate generously to the masjid. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين والله save us from the hypocrisy and all the characteristics of The thought that we discussed today in today's khutbah, and today's reminder, Ya Allah, save us from all the characteristics of hypocrisy, as you mentioned in your book of Quran, and we are Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, if we have, if we're weak in any of these areas, oh Allah, help us to change ourselves. Forgive us, Ya Allah, and make us better Muslims. Oh Allah, those Muslims that are sick, we've been speaking recovery, those that have passed away, admit them into the gardens, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa aqim as-salah.